The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You ever been with somebody and maybe they're drunk or they're just extremely tired and they fall asleep with their shoes on? That happens in my house all the time. My husband does it. Good morning. It's Tuesday. The Dana Cortez Show is on. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
So do you want him taken off or left on? Let me tell you
I'd rather have him left on because you're going to wake me up if you take him off.
There
you
go, dude.
There you go. And this is funny how this question exists in different realms. Because for me and my friends, whenever we all go out, me and the homies, if you pass out with your shoes on, you're open game for any type of vandalism.
Yeah,
we could draw whatever we want on your head. We could throw whatever we want on your head.
This thing happens, but you're not supposed to do that because you're older now. The reason I don't take off DJ Automatic shoes is because I'm afraid to wake him up.
Oh my God.
But at the same time, one time he fell asleep with his shoes on and he told me the next day, God, I have my shoes on all night long.
At that point though, I know Automatic, you grew up with...
When do I sleep with my shoes on?
When you pass out on the couch when you're exhausted.
Okay. I can't remember the last time I fell asleep with my shoes on.
It's been a month. And I walked down, it was 4 o'clock in the morning, and you were still down there. And you said, what time? Oh my God, my shoes are still on.
My worry for you, Dana Cortez, is that DJ Automatic grew up with hella siblings. So I think the first instinct when somebody's taking his shoes is going to be like a kick or a punch.
Literally.
And a kick or a punch from DJ Automatic out of sleep is going to send Dana Cortez across.
I'm not going to ever take your shoes off. Shoes on or off if you pass out or from tiredness or like Anthony and his belligerent friends, drunkenness. Which do you want? All right, National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's kick this one off with National Public Sleeping Day.
If I'm asleep in public, for sure don't take off my shoes.
This past weekend, I kid you not, Automatic's been working so much from morning till night. It was a Saturday. He was just dozing off at all times of the day. We'd be in mid-conversation. I'd turn around. Sitting up.
Man, my favorite. I've gotten really good at sleeping on the airplane. Oh boy, can I knock out on an airplane?
That's
dog.
The best time.
I've gotten good at knocking out anywhere.
In public.
We also have World Spay Day. Spay Day. Let's not mix those two up. World Spay Day. Get your lady.
You can tell your little dog you're going to the spa.
That's not where she's going. Hey, I just want to tell people that are listening. You know, I used to live in the barrio, and we never spayed our dogs or cats, and they were running around everywhere. No bueno. No bueno. Get them dogs spayed and neutered.
Makes me think of Bob Barker every time I hear that.
Oh, for the Price is Right.
Have your pets spayed or neutered.
And shout out to this sweet lady. It's National Tooth Fairy Day.
Oh my gosh.
How do you know it's a lady? I thought it was The Rock.
I'm the Tooth Fairy. Oh, yeah.
It is not The Rock. Hey, how much money in today's society with inflation are you leaving your kid? Front tooth.
$20.
$20?
Yeah.
That's because you don't have any kids, Anthony.
There you go.
It's going to be expensive.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Every single relationship has arguments.
Yes.
You know, fighting is normal. That being said, there's a healthy way to go about it. And I've got a study I'm going to share with you. But as soon as we talked about this earlier, the phone blew up immediately.
Just wanted to chime in on that little conversation about partners that fight with each other, really love each other. Oh my God, that's horse shit. Oh my God, like I've so been in those relationships where you bicker and bitch about everything under the sun. And like, I'm not with any of those people. They're a thing of the past. And like, I have a partner now where like, when you ask that question, you guys like fight about this, that, and everything. And I'm like, no. I'm so thankful, but we do talk about things.
Okay,
so,
that's good. You're right. Automatic and I, we have a couple of
We bicker at each other. Come on.
We bicker, but it's not volatile. It's not hateful. It's nothing like that. She's right. You have to know the difference between emotional abuse and having a disagreement.
Yeah, you know? And being like, you know what? I flat don't like that. Don't talk to me like that. I don't like it. You don't like it.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
And that's basically what this study boils down to. So arguing can be beneficial because it teaches you more about your partner. Ooh. No one is going to agree on everything.
Of course
not. It's just not going to happen. There's a difference between screaming at each other and just having a conversation, like she said.
Part of having a healthy relationship is having debate. You can't agree on everything 100%.
So the next piece of advice is showing you where you need to make changes. A disagreement can do that. It teaches each person what you're comfortable, what you're not comfortable with. Let me tell you, I need to work on when Automatic's driving because he hates when I'm correcting him. And he keeps telling me and I'm not listening.
No.
I need to listen and hear what you're saying.
It's at this point that she's going to have to start calling an Uber.
I know. I'm sorry. I really need to fix that. And the final bit of advice from this couple who are married themselves, they're counselors, is that disagreements can help you practice listening and problem solving. Oftentimes, we aren't listening. We're hearing you, but we're not listening to what you're saying. So I just realized that. Like, oh my God, I'm so guilty of it.
So you have to get really worked up in order to actually hear what the other person's saying.
I mean, you get worked up with me every day in the car, and I'm still doing it. I'm so sorry.
The best part about it is the release after you get worked up.
Oh, the other side, the makeup?
I'm talking about the makeup sex. The That's makeup the most beneficial part of
it. Absolutely.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I know that I want to be more successful than my mom so I can leave a legacy for my children. That's what I always think about, right? But rich folks, they keep their secrets to themselves. However, one self-made multimillionaire is sharing 4 money secrets that rich people know that the rest of us don't. And I have them. I'm giving to you right now. 3 stories you need to know. I go last, DJ Automatic.
So do you want to live longer, guys?
Everybody wants to live longer.
Anthony, I'm asking you as a man. Do you want to live longer?
Yeah. You could have asked me as a person.
No, this is specifically
why you
got
to break it down
to
gender roles, dude. Yes, I want to. Yes, dude.
Because you're going to have to get married. Because a new study, according to the American College of Cardiology, says that married men live longer, have healthier lives. The study also says that bachelors have double the risk of heart failure compared to married men. The researchers aren't exactly sure why married men are better off, but they think it might have to do with social interaction and having access to people who actually monitor their habits, especially their eating habits.
Because
you
got
a mama. What? That's what it is. I mean, I hate to say it, but women care about their partners. And so I'm always wondering, how are you feeling? You need to get some sleep. Although Otto's like, you're nagging me. No, I want you to take care of yourself so that you can be around.
I swear to God,
time.
I'm going to have a heart attack from driving around with Dana. Because she constantly wants the backseat drive.
Women are so pompous at times. Dana Cortez automatically.
She just basically said, "I take care of you.
Yeah,
I'm your mama."
Pretty much. But also,
she said, "I'm your mama."
I also feel as if this would go for our brothers in the LGBTQ plus community too, if they have a partner. I think life is just easier
when you have a partner
for all that emotional support too. But as we venture off into more accepting of men's mental health, I think this number will go down. So if you're living alone, you know what I'm saying? Love your air fryer, bro. It's gonna be okay, bro. It's gonna be okay. Thanks. All right. Or you know what I was wanna look out for you? A friend. All right. And in case you missed it, a recent Oxford study revealed it's not too hard to make friends. On average, you need about 34 hours of interaction with a person to decide if they go from acquaintance to friend. Also, it says it takes up to 11 different interactions as well, too.
Okay, so 11 different interactions. Once 25, let's say high school and college are done, or whatever kind of technical training, whatever, when that's over, it is more difficult to make friends. So I like this. If you give it a chance, if you start a conversation, you can make it happen. That's why after school, it's difficult because you're not in those social situations.
Well, you're not forced to interact with people at this point.
You gotta do it.
But the thing is that putting 30 hours into anything, you should get something out of it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right.
What did you say? Well, how many 30, hours?
34 hours.
34 hours to become a friend? That's a lot of work. It's almost a week's worth of work.
It's worth it, though, because I have a lot of girlfriends that are lonely right now. And they don't want a boyfriend. They want friends, and they're finding it difficult.
Ooh, that's another part about finding friends when you're single is a lot of times when you're trying to meet a new person, it comes with this weird romantic energy.
Everybody's married. Yeah. Everybody got kids and stuff, and it's like, my friends don't, and they're looking for friendship. Not partnership.
That's tough.
So there you go. Put the work in. Facts. All right. So a self-made millionaire, and I'm talking nearly 100 millionaire, laid out 4 secrets that rich people know that most of us don't. So I'm going to start with number 4. I thought this was interesting. They always buy in bulk because you spend less that way.
They go to Sam's Club?
Yeah. Whatever they can do to save money, they're always thinking about that. Number 3, they know that debt is for businesses, not people. As a new business owner, I didn't know that businesses pay way less taxes than people. So there you go. Number 2, they don't diversify their investments right away. What does that mean in regular talk? They save a ton of money before they invest it. Okay. They retirement and all that, of course, we need to do that, but they make sure their bank account is stacked before they start putting it in other places. And then finally, they're never content. Always looking for the next opportunity, always working to get to the next level. I think it's pretty self-explanatory that if you want to be successful, that's what you got to do.
I don't know if it's self self-explanatory because then we'd have more 100 millionaires. But I think that, you know, that's a great blueprint in order to get there.
I guess blueprint for financial success. But I don't know if I'd ever want to live always in the pursuit of not being content.
I think you do live that way, but you don't know it because you love comedy. So for you, it's just like something you're trying to grow at. But that's
constantly trying to get better at it.
But you're constantly trying to get, you're already there. You don't even know.
This is getting too deep. It's a podcast conversation at this point. I'll explain that later.
Want to be rich? Want to move ahead? Hit me at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'll share these 100 millionaire secrets with you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Let's see if either one of you, Automatic Anthony, can top my WTF story. Ooh. The president of Mexico just posted a photo of a magical elf.
What the fuck?
Why?
On his social media page, there is now a picture of a mythological woodland spirit called Alux. He's in a tree. This creature has bright eyes and a halo full of hair.
Is he like Elf on the Shelf?
No, it's like elf in a Mexican tree. So Alux comes from Mayan folklore, and they're these small, mischievous creatures that play tricks on people, like they hide things or they get you lost. And so the president, you know, he's very openly supportive of indigenous cultures and beliefs. And if you look at the photo, it looks like some little elf, somebody's in that tree.
Okay, hold on, dude. This is like, that was a whirlwind of information right there, dude. The Mexican president is posting a magical elf. Is that what I heard?
Yes.
Is a magical elf going to free Chapo? Yes! I don't know what it is. All right, dude. All right. Well, let's continue to go up out of this universe and reach Nirvana with some Buddhist monks. All right. A recent temple in Thailand has been left without monks after they were dismissed for failing a drug test.
What?
What?
That is right. A small temple in central Thailand was forced to defrock its holy men after they tested positive for meth.
What?
No.
Yeah. Find out more on the next season of Breaking Bad.
They just wanted to make sure they got those prayers
dude,
in,
dude,
huh?
That's wild, bro. Like, you really have to be in a whole other state. I've never done crystal meth, but to do crystal meth and sit there and meditate, shout out to those men right there, dude.
All I keep thinking is, who's drug testing them?
Maybe the drugs are going to these super pigs in Canada.
What?
What?
So we were all worried about Chinese balloons, right? Well, now we got to worry about the invasion of Canadian super pigs.
Oh!
These super pigs are incredibly intelligent, unbelievably massive, and so used to the cold that they can actually elude predators by burrowing in the snow for hours.
What?
These pigs were bred in the 80s by pork farmers in Canada, but escaped captivity and have become invasive, eating everything in sight, and now they're heading towards America.
Damn it, dude. I blame everybody who likes Hawaiian pizza, because everyone knows Hawaiian pizza comes with Canadian bacon. And now look at us. We are on the forefront of Canadian bacon versus ham. So for America, let's kill these Canadian pigs.
Stop the super pig.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Drake made a statement recently that made me sad. I don't know how you're going to feel about it. Stand by, I'm going to play for you right now. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, this and more, brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, celebrity birthday's aunt.
We got Dream Doll celebrating her birthday and Luka Doncic celebrating his birthday as well.
Okay, I think this is funny. Kendall Jenner, I mean, looks like she's dating Bad Bunny. So here comes Kim Kardashian at the Dolce & Gabbana show, hanging out with J Balvin, hanging out with another Latino. This is straight out the Kris Jenner's playbook.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, she's like, you know what, guys? Rappers have worked for long enough. Time to move on to reggaeton stars.
There's only one thing left for me to do.
What, Anthony?
Bag up Gabriella.
That's Bad Bunny's ex.
Yep, that must be done.
I haven't seen her. I hope she's doing okay.
Well, you're going to see her at the comedy club.
Check the video of J Balvin and Kim Kardashian at Dana Cortez on Instagram. All right, talk about Lil Wayne. He was on the Zane Lowe podcast, and he said he's a better rapper than Jay-Z.
I would tell you that I am a motherfucking one. I mean, and everybody who named you named, and, you know, rest in peace, but everybody who named you named, they also know that I am number one. Go ask me.
If I asked Jay-Z if Lil Wayne was better than him, he would say no.
No rapper's not going to say they're the greatest rapper alive. Think about it. LL Cool J came up with the term GOAT. Is he the greatest rapper of all time? No. Is Jay-Z the greatest rapper of all time?
They're in the same category now. I think it's Wayne and Jay-Z, and that's it. And the rest of them.
We'll debate this next week with our own top 10.
Hit me.
All right, so let's shift gears and talk about Drake. He's one of my top 10 for sure. And he says he's ready to retire. Here he is talking to Lil Yachty.
I think I'm at the point now where I just want to, like, kind of introducing the concept in my mind of a graceful exit.
He's pulling from the Jay-Z playbook right now.
Explain that, DJ Automatic. I don't know what that means.
He wants people to think he might go away, so they want him to stay around.
Yeah, it's a classic move. Jay-Z and Eminem have been doing it their whole career. Eminem was like, I'm retiring, I'm going sober. And like 10 minutes later, here, guess who's back? Back again. Guess who's back?
Don't retire, Drake. Don't retire. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So if you make your cafecito at home, you know that there is a coffee creamer shortage.
Oh, no.
It's a battle at the grocery store. I'm going to tell you why. Food news, time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Sweet and Low.
This hurts my heart, but I think it's important for parents to listen. A nurse has been caught on video slamming a newborn into his bassinet at the hospital. So here's the mother talking about when she first saw the video.
It was heartbreaking, too. Like, I couldn't stop crying. I couldn't even sleep.
For anyone wondering, how did they get the video? The father was recording his baby. Like, look at my son. And then the nurse comes, didn't know he was recording the video. Here's what the father said, how he felt at that moment.
I don't know. It just broke me.
The mother confronted the nurse.
I told her, I'm like, I don't want you to touch my child. You just slammed him. She was like, oh, no, no. If you think I mishandled him or anything, I'm sorry.
The nurse has been fired. She's under investigation by the Department of Health and police. Thank goodness the father was recording. If not, no one would have ever known.
I can't believe somebody would take their frustrations out on a baby.
It takes a special person to take care of babies
children. It's tragic when people, you know, you could be intelligent in different areas, right? So obviously this nurse had the intelligence to get through school and do all that stuff, but she's lacks the emotional intelligence to connect with this
Anthony.
Baby, and it's just tragic. Thoughts go to that family.
The video is up at Dana Cortez on Instagram and TikTok, Dana Cortez Show. All right, so in food news, why the coffee creamer shortage? Because people are making more coffee at home since the pandemic.
But what happened to all the specialty creamers? They're all gone.
Well, because they're only released for a limited time.
So we're just late every time we
every
go to
time
a buy?
Automatic. Like, we got one Pop-Tart creamer, which is really good.
So in other words, we got to start going like at when the store opens, like 5 o'clock in the morning.
It's like stock X for creamer. Yeah. I don't know how to get the shoes. I don't know how to get the creamer. And then there's a new Twix creamer. I hear about it. It's like a legend. Anyway, so yeah.
The in-depth connect. Conversation of creamer is the most.
It's a big deal in our house.
It is the most.
Dana has me driving around the city to find creamers.
It is the most.
She's looking them up on grocery store.
I bet she is. It's the most. I am married to a white man thing about her.
It's an American thing, Anthony.
Yeah,
it's American.
Yeah, there it is. That's exactly what
all
it is.
All right, sister. National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go to kick this one off with National Public Sleeping Day.
Hey,
take a nap if you want to.
Speaking of which, my husband does it all the time.
Got to be a professional to do stuff like that.
Oh, now I understand the importance of creamer. All right. And we also
have some coffee, honey.
We have World Spay Day to get your lady dogs or cats taken care of.
Yes, please. All right. No random stray babies in the body or running around.
Shout out to this gem. It is the Tooth Fairy Day.
Okay, most money I ever got when I was little, I started thinking about it, $1.
Okay.
It was a big deal when I got that paper bill, DJ Automatic.
I was a free lunch kid. I think I got a quarter.
Damn, dude. Yeah. Damn, bro. You got a life.
So you're angry at the Tooth Fairy.
The Tooth Fairy gave him she gave you a reality check.
Yeah, I was just, that was the reality of my situation.
All right, damn. It is Black History Month. I want to talk about the flight of runaway slaves. Today's the last day of Black History Month. And as the U.S. Treasury is talking about putting Harriet Tubman on a $20 bill, a lot of historians are looking at a chapter of runaway slaves that's never talked about. A lot of runaway slaves went to Mexico for freedom. And it's called the Underground Railroad of the South. So slaves from the South would travel to Mexico and find freedom there because slavery had already been outlawed. And then the people here in America would try to go down there and get their property. Human beings. Okay? They considered human beings property. And in Mexico was like, nah. And to be honest, that's why the war started.
Oh.
People don't want it to. That's why it's not in books.
Okay.
So that's one of the main reasons that the U.S. went to war with Mexico and took Mexico's land. Read about it. The history may not be in your school books, but I promise you it's there. Last day of Black History Month. All right?
Yes.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were talking about the healthy benefits of arguing with your significant other, your partner. And that full conversation is going to be available on the Dana Cortez Show podcast. What we're going to do right now is recap that and also talk to you about how you can win an argument with your partner without hurting their feelings. Wink, wink. Let's welcome to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. Automatic, you had a lot to say before I even got to the end of that sentence. Go ahead, brother.
Well,
what's up?
I just want to know how you win an argument with a woman because you don't ever really win.
And maybe knowing that is how you really win.
going in knowing that you're going to lose is
you're
just
gonna lose is every the winning time, strategy. Dude. You're going to lose every time, right? So understand how to shape those losses into victory. Well, the first thing you want to do is put yourself in your partner's shoes or heels or whatever they're wearing.
Okay.
You know, that way you can really see it from their perspective, understand how you may be acting.
Easier right? said than done Easier when you're in the heat
done.
Of the moment.
Easier said than done when you're in the heat of the moment. Remember my voice when you're arguing with your girl next time. Like, what would Anthony do?
Okay.
What would him and his spiritual rat tail tell me to do right now? And I would tell you to make sure that you do not neglect your partner's concerns during the argument.
Okay. All right?
Be inquisitive of the stuff they ask when they're asking these questions and things they were stating.
So just don't try to make your point.
Don't try
listen to
just,
what they got to say.
Don't try to validate your point.
Goes back to you're never going to win the argument anyway. Okay.
You're never going to win it anyway. Be aware of your body language. That's a big thing for me. That's a big thing for me, especially with arguing with women. Like, you know, sometimes like guys, we're not aware that we could be like just
aggressive in your
yes,
body language.
And even the approach. And the final thing I'll leave you with is accept responsibility whenever you messed up. All right. Ownership. Ownership is going to help.
It's your
thing.
Fault no matter what. So.
There we go. There you have it. Just like that. Win an argument and you'll get a dub, baby.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.